Welcome once again to Rotary Radio. Just to introduce our first guest in the studio this morning, and that is President Pam Capstick of the Rotary Club of Horsham East. Good afternoon, Pam.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, but more importantly, how are you? How are things in the Wimmera?
They're very smoky today. We're covered in smoke from the Dunkeld fires, so if we venture outside, we're going to need a breathing mask, I think, today.
It's that bad.
It is that bad.
Did you have a cool change?
We have had a cool change. It is slightly cooler today. There are no sign of showers,
sadly. Right. Uh-huh.
Still quite warm, I have to say, but not as bad as today.
It's quite cool here and lovely and beautiful here in Geelong as far as coolness.
Yes, thank you very much for that.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I mean, just coming into the studio this morning, it was amazing to see thousands of people kneeling in the street saying, thank you, keep raining, thank you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll experience that in some part of the day today then.
And I guess it brings home the point that Rotary tends to be where the action is happening, and we get called in, of course, to do what we can whenever we can. And is that going to be the case, do you think, with the way the things are at the moment?
Certainly. Certainly. I mean, the club is... We get appeals from many avenues for help in any way we can, and we're always surprised at some of the things that we're asked to do, and where we can, we certainly do help. Having said that, I can't think of anything at the moment. Well, I can actually. Our city brass band has appealed to us a couple of times, and we were able to make a sizable donation last year to give them a new drum that they were after, and that would cost them about $2,000. So even things like brass bands suffer in these times, one in terms of getting new members, but also replacing valuable equipment. So, yeah, I guess every group suffers.
Yes, those sort of groups don't get funded, do they, Pam?
No, they don't.
No,
they have to raise it from their own fundraising. And when they're, like all groups, their numbers are dwindling and they're all getting older, and to attract newer members, it's hard. And that's probably the same thing that Rotary experiences as well.
Indeed.
I notice in your website that one area that you do work very hard in fundraising is the Good Friday appeal. That's one that clubs, as a rule, don't tend to normally get involved in.
No, we actually participate in the tin rattle, the tin shake there, and we do that on behalf of... We actually volunteer for another group there, so, and we've done that for many, many years, so that's been a lovely thing that we can do, just to help out another community group. So that's something that we do, just provide a bit of manpower there, and I think that's a great thing. If all community groups can work together, then that's a great thing.
How many members have you got, Pam?
We've got 58 members at the moment, and probably a third of them are women, which is a great thing.
Yay! Yeah,
that's the same in our club, about a third. I'm in Corio Bay, Pam. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It is good. It is very refreshing, and a few younger members as well. So it's quite a dynamic club.
So you're Horsham East, so that means is there a Horsham something or other else?
There is a Rotary Club of Horsham as well, and I understand you might be speaking to the president of the club a little bit later on in the segment today as well.
No.
No, oh, that's sad.
No, you're representing Horsham.
Oh, what a burden.
Is it?
I should say. So we actually have a joint club meeting this Wednesday night. We're going bowling, the two clubs together, on Wednesday night, so hopefully the smoke will have lifted enough for us to be able to do that tomorrow.
Oh. Mm. Bowling outside.
Bowling outside.
Green bowls,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So how do you cooperate and collaborate, Pam? That's in Horsham. It's just the two clubs, yeah?
It is just the two clubs, but we do have the Rotary Club of Dimboola, the Rotary Club of Warwick-Nagil, and the Rotary Club of Nil in the group as well. So.
Right. Yes. Well, we're speaking to
John
Hadley.
Oh, good.
As well. Yeah.
Good. Probably cooperation comes into play a lot in terms of when we have the bigger things like group study exchange. We're co-hosting the team that are coming through from New York State in a few weeks' time. And then the other collaboration that comes in a great deal is in terms of youth exchange. So when we have students right. that have to go away to events, and we often get together and work out how we're going to get them to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then other things, other events, like we have our art show. We'll invite the other club to come along, and they do the same thing for us. I guess it's you take every event as it happens,
yes.
or every opportunity. Certainly, ask the club to be involved. We're looking at having a schoolies trip to Cambodia later in the year. We tried to get this off the ground last year. We weren't successful. We're trying again this year. And we hope to invite all the other clubs in the immediate area to be involved, have their Year 12 students be invited to participate. So, and that's another opportunity as well. So.
We were talking to Karen Champion or Sharon Champion.
Sharon Champion, yes.
Just recently about that, and I think there was talk of most of the schools going to Cambodia, but one lot going to Thailand.
Yes. Yes, I'm a former Karen girl and know Sharon very well, and they've been very successful in the program that they've done there, and it's wonderful to see. So we have a member in our club who's been to Cambodia privately.
Right.
A couple of times, and the club itself have been to Tabitha, been involved in the Tabitha program a couple of times as well. So there's a lot of, certainly a lot of interest, and we would certainly like to offer an alternative to the traditional schoolies program. So
it's wonderful.
We're hoping to get that off the ground this year.
And I understand that you're actually getting in contact with the Rotary Club of Portland in regard to a Fiji visit.
Yes, yes. My partner went with Steve Ellis and his team that went last year to Fiji to the Koropita program, and it's just a wonderful program to see. And Steve's looking at getting a team to go again this year in June. We already have my partners going again, and so is another member of our club. So, and we're sort of looking at perhaps getting a couple more together to bolster the numbers from Portland. And I don't think we have probably the numbers to get our own team together this year to go to Fiji, but we just thought, let's give a little bit of an exposure to a Rourke's project that is right on our doorstep. A very, very valuable project, and a really interesting one as well.
Mm.
And let's see what we can do to give exposure to the program, and also perhaps give people an opportunity to participate. And usually once two or three members have gone along, being active and participated in the program, that usually gets the ball rolling to have something else happen as well, because they're usually very passionate about it if they've enjoyed the experience.
Well, your club is certainly right to the fore as far as international service is concerned.
Yes. Well, hopefully that these things will all happen, but certainly there's a lot of interest there. But we still also like to be quite involved in the community, and our big thing in the community is catering. And we've got a big event coming.
Oh, really? Catering?
Catering. You'd be surprised. Fancy Rotary Clubs being involved in catering. Mm-hmm. We've got the Wimmera Machinery Field Days coming up on the first week in March, and that's a big fundraiser for our club. So we do two things there. We go out and wash tractors. Wash tractors. One of our local machinery dealers, he makes a sizable donation to the club for washing his big red tractors.
Oh.
So we have to do that on Monday afternoon, and that's no mean feat, I have to say.
I can imagine. How do you source the water?
Yeah, we have water provided for us in the water tanks.
Right.
Brought onto site, and then we have to black all the tyres.
Oh.
As well, and then every morning of the field days, we have to go out and wipe them down before the start of the field day. So there's a big rosters drawn up for all of this. So that's one aspect, and the other aspect, of course, is the catering. So
is it likely that you're going to be known as the Cupcake Club of District 9780?
Not cupcakes, more sausages and steaks.
Oh, here we go. Sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
Every club has got to have one.
That's right. But we have a fantastic catering team who have been instrumental in some big fundraisers. So for us, that was worth $7,000 or $8,000 last year. So
cool.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of snags.
That's a lot of sausages. So a very big effort from probably a small group of members, but it was worth a lot of money to the club. And that gives us the power then to be involved in and donate to valuable community programs. So very important to us. Yeah, so our two young members at the moment, one's a bulletin editor,
mm-hmm.
a thankless job if there ever was one.
That's right.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And the other one's our outbound youth exchange students counsellor. So,
okay.
Yeah, they've both got pretty important roles.
So. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where's your outbound student going to?
She is in Switzerland.
Ah, right, okay. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
So the one just left.
Oh, they've just gone, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so they're pretty bright.
Pam, it's been great talking to you, and good luck with the events that you've got coming up, and I'm sure you'll do a terrific job.
Thank you very much.
See you, Pam.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Rotary Radio on 94.7 The Pulse.